There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Shams Hassan, your friendly neighbourhood technology man, who is possibly looking into buying a Portugal property in the last
five minutes.
Why not? Turkey.
Hello, welcome back.
Hey, how are you? Happy
your
Ramadan.
Your ears, like, pricked up, didn't they, Ramadan Kareem?
120 countries. Whose ears would not prick up?
Oh, Dominica. Yes, that's the place to buy, isn't it?
Especially if you're a Brit. I mean,
I moved to. I know, right? It's terribly sad what's happening with Brexit. You know, I went to a comedy night the other night and the comedian did a joke about Brexit. And normally I'm like, oh, here we go, another joke about Brexit. But she said, an Englishman, a Welshman and a Scot all walk into a bar. The Englishman decides to leave. So the rest of us have to go. That was really simple, really good. So getting techie, looking at travel tech, you have brought something in today that I think is possibly the most useful thing that's ever come out of your mouth in 2 years.
Aww, thank you.
It really is.
I thought it would be really relevant, right? I mean, we're preparing for summer, Ramadan is up, Eid is coming around the corner, and another Eid is going to be coming up. There's going to be so many gatherings and parties and invitations that we're going to be seeing.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, pure outages, outings that we're going to be in when we're out and summer breaks and stuff. I thought this was really important, especially because it's close to me. A friend of mine has actually bought this. He is also gluten intolerant, so it made a lot of sense.
And also, it's not just gluten, is it? When we talk about allergies for this gadget, it's also peanut allergies.
It's rapidly improving.
Which has been in the headlines a lot, hasn't it?
Yep,
you know, over the last few months.
Yep.
It's a very serious thing. We are going to let the developer, Shireen, tell you more about this before we dive in.
I wrestled with the question of why someone hadn't created this product for months. I wondered if no one had done it, maybe it wasn't possible. Hi, I'm Shireen Yates. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Nima. So Nima is a portable device that enables people to test their food for allergens. It's chemistry-based science, and it's specifically antibody-based. Crudely put, it's a pregnancy test for food. There was a very specific moment when the idea for Nima came to me. It was about 4 years ago. I was at a wedding, and I wanted to eat these appetizers. I asked the waitress, are these appetizers gluten-free? And it was at that moment where I said, wow, wouldn't it be powerful if I could just take a sample of this and know in the palm of my hands whether or not that sample is gluten-free as one extra data point. With Nima, it's a one-step process. It takes just a few minutes and it costs $5. Every test that you do also becomes a potential data point in an iOS app where you as a user can see what other people are testing, whether it's packaged foods or restaurant foods, really creating an amazing community of unprecedented food data. Nima is starting with gluten and then extending into peanut in the immediate future. And then eventually anything you care about, we want to give you that instant information.
So how does it work, Shams?
So it's really cool. As she said, it is science-based. And what happens is that oftentimes to be able to test this stuff, you have to have certain chemicals and all sorts of other components to be able to test it.
Yeah.
It's got a capsule, and you basically put samples of the food inside the actual capsule, which has the chemicals to test it. And you'll basically be able to plug that into the machine, and it will actually tell you go or no go. So Nima, actually, I featured this once before on the show, and it already existed for gluten testing. Now it also just is coming out soon for peanuts, which is really cool. I mean, she's sticking to her commitments. She had mentioned that she's done it for gluten and she's going to be doing it for peanuts. And then imagine she's going to be doing it for all sorts of other things as well, dairy products and so forth, because there are people who are lactose intolerant as well.
Mm. It's really good. And I also think I like the idea of building the community around testing it from packaged foods, but I do worry about that because people may test things slightly differently. You don't know if you're getting an exact accurate test with other people's data. Yeah. I think I'd rather do my own test.
And I don't see the relevance of that, really. I mean, if it's a packaged food, you probably
they
already
could all
know.
Be,
right?
But also, I mean, they could all be made slightly differently. The factory that one day someone could have brought nuts in. You know, you've got to be sure.
But I think this tool is more useful when you're going out to festivals or, you know, invitations to people's
homes. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, the practicality of you. I mean, are you literally going to have to go to the buffet and take a sample from the buffet and put it into this machine? And, you know,
that's a great question.
However, you would do it if you knew that you'd die.
Save your life.
There was
exactly.
something in there.
Exactly.
Mm.
Or a significant amount of discomfort. Or, I mean, there's all sorts of complications that happen for people who really are gluten intolerant or peanut allergies are
The way you just said, who really are. gluten intolerant. That is a massive market. The people who
1%,
just believe that they are gluten intolerant and aren't necessarily gluten intolerant, or they just avoid gluten because they think it's going to make them bloat.
1% of the world population.
Yeah.
So it's a huge market. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Now, well, let me highlight what Mark was addressing there. Actually, it's very simple. You don't need to. You make it sound like, just going back to the way you said, a machine. It's not something huge. It's
or you're going poking something into the buffet.
No. It's really something that is tiny, can fit inside your back pocket if you're a dude, or your purse if you're carrying that around. And it doesn't need too much. I mean, it is science-based. So you just have to be able to, it can work with liquid, solid. So you just take a really tiny sample, put it in this capsule that is about the size of your finger. And you put that in the machine. So it is really just that big, right? I mean, it's not...
You are going to have to use a different capsule each time, because otherwise there could be transference. The test capsules, you'd buy a pack of 12, say, which at the moment would cost you 220 dirhams. Is that a lot?
Well, it's 18 dirhams per capsule. I was thinking about it myself. I talked to my friend, right? I mean, really wanted to really get some insights here. And I asked him, is that a lot? 18 dirhams per capsule. And he said, think about it. It's not an everyday use case. Mm. It's for me to really be able to go out there and not have to bother my friends who are preparing invitations for dinner or lunch, and be able to just test something without being a nuisance, right, in the gathering.
How would you feel if someone came home for dinner though and started testing the food?
Well, you could be very, very, subtle about it. You put it on your plate and then go ahead and test it. And if you find out, hey, it's red, I'm not.
I think all the guests would be looking at it. I wonder what he's doing with his food. Yeah.
Well, I talked to my friend. He said it's very, very subtle. It's not too much of a visible thing, or people who do see it don't really, care. I mean, it's understandable. You have intolerance.
Okay, so 220 dirhams for a pack of 12 test capsules, and then for the sensor itself, you are paying 700 dirhams.
Yep.
Where and how would we buy this if we wanted to?
It's available, very easily online on NEMA's own website, nemasensor.com. So it's very easily available. Amazon, I think, has it. I did check souq.com. It wasn't there.
Okay, well, I hope that's useful for you. NEMA, N-I-M-A, if you're looking for it.
Right, you've got some smart bottles to tell us about as well.
Yeah, it's Ramadan, window for drinking is extremely small, or you are looking at summer here and around the corner, make sure you keep yourself hydrated. How good are we all really regards our water consumption? What about travelers amongst us? Water is essential, but it's really boring, and water is not doing a good job of connecting with us and reminding us to drink. Enter the smart bottle, right? Technology really solving that problem, especially for frequent travelers. So there are so many products out there, and really what I'm looking for is something simple. All it does is measure how much I'm drinking, keep an accurate measurement, because there are some bottles out there that have reviews that have said that they're not accurate. And also, last but not least, remind me. So build some regularity and rhythm. A bonus would be if it actually connects to all my other apps. Like I have Fitbit, and I have all those applications that are tracking other stuff. If it can actually connect with that, that'll be awesome.
I don't know how you have enough hours in the day to look at all your devices.
But that's exactly why I want something
and charge
to connect.
Them.
Like, that's exactly why I want something
they're
to be able to connect.
All on one device.
Next week, I will answer that question.
So your recommendation is a bottle called Hydrate Spark 2.0. Why?
Why? There are many devices already out there, but the real pros of this one is that personally, it has improved my intake of water, so I do have it. It comes in black and other colors, but I have that one. It is much better designed than most others in the market. For example, it can fit into my coffee cup holder, right, in my car. Others actually don't do that. And I think to myself, how did you not see that, right? It's not too techy. There's some that try to predict for you, did you just have a sip of coffee or have a sip of water? Now I'm thinking, it's already in there. I probably know what it is. I really don't need that level of detail, right? So another example, it hits the right balance. And last but not least, which is very important for me, is that it actually automates everything as it syncs with my apps. So going back to what you were saying, how do I keep track of everything and note everything down? The apps actually do it between each other.
And how much are you drinking a day then?
I do try to drink at least 3 liters a day.
See, I'm really rebellious. I think I'd rebel against the bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
When it's telling you to drink.
Stop telling me what to do.
I'm not thirsty. I don't want to drink.
It's like the car when it beeps when you haven't put your seatbelt on initially.
Yeah. You know what? One thing that I find will make me drink more water is the flavoured ones. You can get like the strawberry and the lemon.
You just got to be careful that you're not
But you don't know what's in that, do you?
E numbers and everything else that's in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be tricking myself into drinking those flavored waters. I'm specifically trying to get away from sweets and sugar and drinks like that. So I don't know. Water is water. As I said, water is boring. It's water's own fault. So we have to take responsibility and do something about it.
I like water. So this bottle costs 202 dirhams for the Hydrate Spark 2.0. That sounds like a lot of money for a bottle.
It does. But, you know, think about it. When you're looking at, you know, smart tech specifically, if you're looking to buy, this is not a regular water bottle, right? You're looking at buying a expensive kind of kettle. So think about that kind of investment.
It strikes me as a good gift for someone who goes to the gym and stuff.
Yeah. Gym, but I want to highlight
this. I know it's not just people who go to the gym, but I imagine those people are into this as
no,
well.
No, I personally started looking into this when my travels became more and more frequent. You know, I found that I really wasn't drinking enough water.
But I mean, you can't, it's not like you can take it through the airport security, can you? Because wouldn't let you.
No, sure you can. Empty bottles of water you can take through the
empty.
Security. Yeah, you can empty and take them out. So I found, you know, oftentimes I'd be sitting at an airport lounge. Now I'm going to give Steph something to pick on now. And I don't like the very fancy Voss water bottles.
You don't?
I hate them.
Why?
They're extremely acidic. And they leave a bitter taste in your mouth. And acidic water is really not good for you anyway. More alkaline to ideally pH neutral. So these fancy water bottles...
You've done your research on water here, haven't
so
you?
So these fancy water bottles in these business lounges and everything that are out there, they're actually not good for you. So I actually don't like that. And when I go to the lounge and I forget, I'm like, forget this. And as you all know, I spend a lot of time in lounges.
Where do you get your water from then?
I'll buy it before I go to the lounge.
Will you buy it from a glass bottle, say, instead?
No, I don't mind buying it from a plastic bottle, but I'll fill it up into my Hydrate Spark 2.
Everybody has water quirks.
Yeah.
Because I'm a glass bottle girl.
Have you ever lost it?
No.
People are asking, what is the name of the bottle? It's called Hydrate 2.0, if you're looking for it.
The accurate name is Hydrate Spark 2.0.
Spark.
And it comes in a variety of colors, very good grip, unlike some of the other designs that are out there.
Okay, we're going to be talking cubes when we come back. We're also going to be asking, hypothetically, will it take off? I say no, because if it does, we can say goodbye to something that kids are doing less and less these days anyway, and that is going to be a sad, sad state of affairs.
Ooh. Getting techie.
A couple of text messages coming in. Add a few pieces of fruit or vegetable to water, and it will taste refreshing
and more appealing.
They do that at my hairdressers. Thank you, Naj, for that.
Does it work?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you put in? A piece of pineapple, I think I'd go for.
Pineapple
sounds good. Yeah, I was thinking strawberries, more berries. I'm a berries kind of person.
Pineapple has no place in my life unless it's on a pizza. Shams just did a little heart thing at me. That was weird.
Is that what it was? I thought it was something else.
No, I really love pineapple on pizza. I don't understand why people don't like it.
Best, man.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I love it.
Hawaiian.
Think about that for later.
Hawaiian every time.
Meanwhile, something else to think about. Packing cubes. Now, these must be the biggest waste of time invention in traveling that
really,
I've ever seen.
Really? I'm in two minds about this.
Go on.
You know, you can finally organize your suitcase like a pro with these packing cubes. So basically, these are cubes. They come in a variety of sizes. The best designed ones are those that actually take into account all their other different sizes. So when you put them together, they actually fit well.
Tupperware for clothes.
It's Tupperware for clothes, exactly.
Madness.
I personally, most likely I won't use them because they'd add unnecessary weight to my carry-on. And as you know, I only travel with a carry-on. It's illegal. It's forbidden for me in my modus operandi to actually put luggage when I'm traveling. So I wouldn't use this, but I've seen a lot of my peers who are like, we love this stuff. And, you know, it's so easy. I know exactly where my shirts are. I know exactly where my, you know, other stuff are. I know where my, you know, all these different items are.
I mean, this would not appeal to the person who, when they get to the other end, instantly unpacks, which is Mark Lloyd.
Well, I live out of a suitcase.
Do you?
Yeah, I tend to do that.
I thought you were an unpacker, because when I came to your room on the cruise that time, it was very tidy.
Well, that was quite a long cruise, wasn't it?
But yeah.
No, I think I might have been living on out my suitcase then.
Huh.
But maybe I'd, you know, hidden the suitcase discreetly so you couldn't find it. But I tend to do that. Leave the clothes in the case. Pull out what I need and iron it.
Well, do you find that it's useful to know exactly where you're...
Yeah, and I'm just looking at a photograph of these pods. They look great. I think these could be right up my alley.
Really? I'm really in two minds. I don't understand. Similar to Steph. Anybody would want this?
Well, there's the makeup and cosmetics one, which looks really good. But I have a big makeup bag anyway that all that stuff goes into. So I already have like a packing cube that I know.
Then here's the devil in the detail here. Would the makeup bag fit perfectly? in your suitcase.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it moves. Cubes. It moves with itself, doesn't it? It's not rigid.
With itself. Packing cube zero, step one.
And as for like all of your tops together and all of your jeans together, I kind of do that anyway as I'm packing the case, don't you?
I do, but it, you know, gets muddled up inside and I get frustrated with my OCD when I try to open my bag and it's not exactly where I put it, and I get worried when, oh my God, it's touching my gym shorts. Why is it doing that?
No, I don't have any of that. Underwear always in the top. Everything else, kind of know where it is. Shoes in one side.
Underwear and socks together for me all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Which go in usually a little zip on the top.
How many of these packing cubes do you think the regular lunatic who looked at buying them would need?
Watch it. There might be some listeners. I was just about to ask. Yeah, I was just about to ask. I'm in two minds, so I'd really be interested in knowing from our listeners who actually use packing cubes.
There won't be any. Only the smart people listen to this show. 70 dirhams each for one of these.
70 dirhams.
70 dirhams.
I'm even less interested now.
Right?
Would they be useful for shoes, though?
Yes.
Putting your shoes in, because, you know, if you pack your shoes, then, you know, they can maybe, if there's a bit of mud on the bottom of the
shoe,
it can go
in your clothes. Not until carrier bags are gone forever. Until then, we still have carrier bags.
So what do you do for shoes right now?
Carrier bags.
Yeah, we're trying to phase out these plastic bags.
But I mean, you have to reuse them until they're gone. If they're already made and they're already in the kitchen cupboard, you've got to use them for something, right?
Well, then they're never going to go, right? I mean, they're around for the next few hundred years.
I'm going to keep 10 forever. It's the getting rid of them is the problem,
shoes,
right?
Yeah, for the shoes.
Not the reusing them. That's not the problem. We're running out of time, guys. We have to crack on and ask, will it take off?
Will it take off? I like this one, especially when I think of, you know, this year, Ramadan, then Eid, and then summer greetings, and all of the notes that you want to write, but you're never going to get to writing for, you know, and making it personal, right? So here, we can get a robot to write your greetings and festive notes in your handwriting. So think postcards, thank yous, invites, letters. Okay. And the robot will actually, it's a robotic printing press that will write out
your
notes.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
I'm perfectly okay.
You're saying this with a straight face.
Yes.
Will it sign blank checks as well?
It can, by definition, it can write out the blank checks, yes.
Right.
You probably don't want to ask it to do that yet.
Not really.
I mean, I'm putting it out there. I personally don't like anything being able to, you know, copy my identity. So I would not go for this for simply that reason. And Mark really hits the nail on the head, right? I mean,
I wouldn't go for this because I can write myself.
How many times can you write versus, you know, what you want to write?
Yeah, and do you enjoy writing?
Exactly.
Yes.
You enjoy writing longhand?
Yeah. Really? I think it's an art form that we should never lose.
Yeah, true. I agree with you on that.
It's a thing that made history traceable. Mm.
Have you got good handwriting?
Yeah.
Attractive handwriting. You see, my handwriting is
You tell me, Mark Lloyd.
No,
I'll write something down for you.
My writing's terrible. So that's me. I don't even write cursive anymore.
It's not too bad. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a 12-year-old boy. Really small.
Not to everybody in UAE. So this machine will basically, you know, take the best part of writing out. And I see it. Wow.
That's my writing. Do you like that?
I'm impressed, Steph.
So nice.
I'm impressed.
Hello, Mark Lloyd. Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Hawaiian pizza. Thank you. And now your handwriting. We're connecting.
Don't say much.
So it's a robotic printing press that will write out your notes and also take care of sending them out for you in your handwriting. And it can write in anything. It can write in fountain pen. It can write with paintbrushes, pens, markers, a variety of different writing mediums.
You're going to fall off your chair. I hope you're sitting down when you hear this, because how much does it cost to get a robot to do it in your actual handwriting?
Oh, you're being tricky now.
Your own handwriting.
Okay. The smallest package is 4,000 dirhams for 100 notes. And 1,800 of that is just to digitize your handwriting. Now, it is complicated to actually digitize and personalize your own handwriting. So really, it is just 2,200.
Or, to start with, 5,800. Now, if anyone would like to pay 5,800 dirhams, not have to write their own...
It's only 4,000. No, included in that is
the 1,800 is in with that, is it? Oh, now it's looking like a bargain, chance. So 4,000 dirhams for 100 notes. Still, I'll put it out there. I'll write your notes in your handwriting. Whoever you are, if you'd like that.
So we have a robot. That's a good idea.
I'll
we
be the robot.
Don't give it away. We have a robot.
Mm. We can right, do you're in the
we
studio.
Can do it for cheaper.
I think that one is going in one direction, and that's down.
Yeah, I can't see this taking off.
Having said that, and the thing that you were talking about earlier on about the e-bags, a couple of messages coming in. E-bags, ultralight packing cubes, no weight to carry on. I swear by them as a frequent business traveller.
What?
And I paid 70 dirhams for a set of six. That's enough for a carry-on.
That's not a crazy price, 70 dirhams for a set of six.
If we should have mentioned that.
If it was 70 dirhams each, then that would be...
We should have mentioned that, yeah. 74.7, yeah.
Huh?
74.7, yeah.
Oh, 70 for seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's looking a bit more interesting.
That's not bad. See, I wasn't that far off from that.
I still wouldn't do it, though, because it's just more stuff to carry and more stuff to own.
I don't know. I just simply wouldn't do it because it's the placebo effect. I just don't want that extra weight in my carry-on.
Yeah. The Deltel, what are you talking about behind the scenes at workshops?
Really, I want to go back to the beginning. Travel's coming up. Let's be responsible. These sensors, even if you might not be intolerant, you might want to carry it on for other people.
NEMA, that's what you're talking about
NEMA
at work.
Sensor. Yeah, I like that.
Do check out that NEMA sensor online today. It's very good. NIMA, if you're looking for it. If you know anyone who's got intolerances to peanuts.
Schools,
or
kids in schools.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Really, really good. Shams, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Yep, thank you very much. Getting Turkey.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.